Blog Talk Radio.
In the climate of our world today, you may be facing trying times, but I believe on the other side is simply better days. So get up, dance, put a smile on your face, and confess that I will always see better days. Better days. Oh yeah. My soul is not afraid. My soul is not afraid. Oh, my soul is not afraid. I will always see better days. I will always see.
Thank you for joining us while we get the week started with some inspirational, motivation music, live coaching from the Soul of Me Speaks Core, creating opportunities, restoring expectations. Call in and join the conversation, Empowering One from Limited Common Beliefs, 563-999-3411. Press 1 to talk. The sponsors of today's show are the Soul of Me Speaks LLC, Monstar Radio, .com, Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting, and E-Monster. I am Miss Unbelievable, a.k.a. DJ Litty Lit, here with you this Sunday. Welcome, welcome, welcome. And once again, that was our Minnesota-owned Javon Patton. I've seen in better days. Welcome, and we're going to get into this topic after this song by Ty Tribute. We're going to be all right, y'all. Once again, the topic for today is an empowering one from Limited Common Beliefs. It's going to be a great show for you guys today. Listen in, enjoy. Like I said, call us up, 563-999-3411. Press 1 to talk about this empowering conversation. Let's get it. Let's go. Inspirational Sunday. We going to be all right. I tribute. Inspirational Sunday. Bless the Lord on my soul and all that's within me. Bless His holy name. Let's have a wonderful and blessed Sunday.
It gets so hard just trying to figure it out, fighting out, trying to believe God, trying to watch the words of my mouth and stay on the ride. Troubles come and go, even on the mountain high or the valley low. Never let your faith go. Oh,
never let your faith go.
I've been there before, so confused, don't know which way to go. Stressed out, world so crazy, might as well stay in the house. Fear trying to rise up, got terrorists disguised.
They look like us, but we know who we trust. Just when I say that we gon' be alright. We gon' be alright.
Tell them,
we gon' be alright.
Times will come and it's here today. Look at all the hate, senseless crime and murder. Human trafficking, racism, police brutality, bullying, rape, trouble, and shame.
Shame the fears and fear of our pain.
Let your kingdom come, let your will be done
in the earth.
Let your glory rise, let your sun shine.
Let it burn through the dark.
Hey, even through the storm and the rain,
we will shout, cause we know.
To the Monstars, DJ E Monster, and Jazzy B, and all the other co-hosts that are you guys who love on us every day, Monday, Sunday through Friday. We here. Last week was affirming said statements and words. So I'm going to start us off with some, and then we're going to go into our topic. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy, I am secure, I am worthy, I am positive, I am blessed, I am grateful, I am beautiful, I am confident, I am courageous, and I am more than enough. I am that I am that I am.
Once again, this is Inspirational Sunday. The topic for today is empowering one from limited common beliefs. The word empower means to give power or authorization, to enable, to permit. So I want you guys to permit yourself to be empowered today. We affirmed you, now we're empowering you. Sometimes you can see there are a lot of influences outside that impact how we feel, what we do, and most of all, what we believe. There are very common limited belief systems that are passed from generation to generation and person to person, much like a virus, a mad virus, an anchor with negative attachments. See, that virus can get into our minds and cause us to not believe. These sneaky viruses and negative anchors usually go undetected because they are so commonly used. They're passed down from generation to generation. We hear them. We believe them. They become little quotes. Our society don't even notice them because they have been infecting us or bogging us down from different traditions, different religions, anything that is separated by people. For this reason, the negative and common limited belief systems are easy to spread and they hold you in captivity. The good news is there is a cure. There is a cure for limited common beliefs. It's awareness and faith. Once you become aware of one of those bugging viruses or negative anchors, you choose to believe something different, immediately want to kill the virus and free yourself from negativity, captivity, and limited beliefs. Becoming aware of which mind virus, which generational curse, which one of those anchors you have, you need to start questioning them. You do. Why? Because these negative viruses and anchors have you sounding like this. These are common limited beliefs. Money is the root of all evil. Yeah, it's said in the Bible, but there's you got to read above and you got to read below why he says money is the root of all evil. Money doesn't grow on trees. Don't burn your bridges. No pain, no gain. Life is hard. Good things come to those who wait. And when you hear these limiting beliefs, now these is limited. Why is money the root of all evil? That's limited. Money is not the root of all evil. It's how people's heart is, okay? Money doesn't grow on trees, no, but it's made by trees, and how you spend it is how you spend it. Don't burn your bridges. Okay, that's a limited how not to burn your bridges. No pain, no gain. Well, what you mean? There's going to be some pain, and after you have pain, there's going to be some gain, but they want it to be limited so you believe that there's no growth from that. Life is hard. Well, life is not always hard. It's hard when we are walking by ourselves and not allowing God and prayer and different things to motivate us, inspiration, empowerment. We have things that make life hard. Good things come to those who wait. Well, you're a good thing, so whatever you're waiting for, it'll come. But you see how that's limiting. What also is within limiting is fear of success, fear of failure, fear that we are not good enough to achieve what we want, fear of not being loved or being unlovable, fear of rejection, generally leading you to avoid relationships of people. Please, you don't want those because you're limiting your mind of how to think. Can you think of others? Of course we can, because myths and traditions one develops can play a crucial part in what we believe and how it has impacted our spirit, soul, and body. Have you ever seen any fears develop because of them? Absolutely. But I want to empower you today. There's things that you got to say to yourself that for those limited beliefs, I know we all have them. They're the isms that, you know, sometimes our parents gave us that they brought up that limits us today. I shared a few. I know we got some others. But here's a couple things to empower you. And like I said, I'm just giving you just a brief, just a small brief empowerment packet here. Inspirational encouragement, affirming you to know that you have to use your I statements and what you choose. So here's one. Here's one belief that you can take with you. And a belief is something that you strongly have assurance in. Belief one, I choose to believe that my life is an incredible gift. Belief two, I choose healthy and impactful relationships. Belief three, I choose to enjoy every second and every 24 hours of my day to live the most important parts of my life without buts and excuses. Belief number four, I choose to believe everything will turn out all right through prayer, faith, and unconditional love. And belief number five, I choose me. Now, you can choose different beliefs, but when you choose the beliefs, they have to counteract the limited beliefs that you were taught, the limited things that caused you to have fear, the limited things that caused you to reject, the limited things that caused you not to be loved or feel loved or to even see that someone is trying to love you. The fear of success, that means you going out reaching for it, you going out doing it. The fear of failure, that you will fail before you even start. That's why through the beliefs that I just read, quick five, you guys can add some more. Choosing empowering beliefs can give you your desired outcome. See, this might feel scary, but as you act on it, as you act on your new beliefs, it will become true. It's like your affirmation words. It's like your affirmation statements that I started off with. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am secure. I am worthy. I am positive. I am blessed. I am grateful. I am beautiful. I am confident. And I am courageous. So you have to keep telling yourself that over and over and over again. Why? Because this empowers you to believe that you can do this past the commented beliefs that you were taught through traditions, that it says you are limited at something. You don't have to limit yourself for anything. We have learned tremendously about past financial situations, personal situations, spiritual difficulties. But what steps would you take? You have to take drastic measures. Like if you are a kind of person who eats healthy food, well, what would you put on your grocery cart? You was a person who went out to parties and you loved to party. Who are you asking to go with you? If you're really capable of learning, then you're really capable of asking yourself to do more than what is, like, small. Like, don't cut yourself off. Go beyond. Believe that you have to put healthy food in your grocery cart to eat healthy. If you avoid taking any steps based on your new belief, you will feed your old limited belief systems. Taking actions, even the smallest steps, will help you, like writing a list when you go to the grocery store and get everything on your list. And then if you need to add to your list, you add to your list, but make sure it's healthy, not unhealthy foods, because you're telling your mind, I can compromise and put both of these together instead of just, nope, staying firm on what you need to do to change your limited belief system. It's not going to be easy, but actions, even the smallest, will solidify your unlimited decisions to try something new. Your first steps don't have to be perfect, but you got to be headed in the right direction, and you cannot use your butt as an excuse, and we'll talk about that next week, avoiding the butts. You have to be sure to acknowledge yourself when each step is taken. So each step, acknowledge it. Affirm yourself. Acknowledge that their beliefs are not true. What you learn is okay to say, what I learned traditionally is not always true. This is always the hardest step because it's what we believed in, and we can't believe that it was considered a limitation, but limitations are real. We may not have known that they were limitations, but now we do. Now we can switch those different things, but it's our choice. We're always dealing with our choice, our will, our faith, and our fears. But what are you most interested in? Defying your limitations to death or achieving your goals and desires by using your gifts and talents? You choose definitely what you need for yourself. But I'm empowering you today to choose to not limit yourself anymore. Because what are the consequences of limiting yourself? No movement will be made. You will always be contagious, depressed, anxiety-ridden, all those things, and weighed down with those negative anchors and those viruses that has infected your thought system, has infected your spirit, has infected your soul from speaking, has affecting you. But I come to empower you today on Inspirational Sunday. Remove the buts, remove the excuses, and remove the limitations. Because if you remove the limitations, you definitely can adapt new beliefs. You have to adopt the new belief system because your soul wants to speak and it wants to align yourself against what you were taught to be something new. We may have financial difficulties, spiritual difficulties, personal relationship difficulties, but how are you prepared to handle them now? That it's been an unhealthy relationship, now you can limit it yourself and say, hey, I learned from that. I'm not going to do that again. Looking to be loved and not hold on to negative anchors, whatever happened in any relationship, by letting it go, forgiving will keep you from limiting yourself. Strengthen your new empowerment beliefs. Play the detective in your life. Follow your thoughts, follow your emotions, discovering the limited beliefs, discovering what's holding you back, discovering what's not empowering you, discovering what is not impacting you, discovering what expectations you're looking for. Put them on paper and stare them in your face. Look at them and say to yourself, how can I turn these negatives into affirmation statements that we talked about last week? You have to provoke, stimulate, and draw yourself into something new. Using the I statements are so movable. This gives you an appearance of everything that is true. I can, I will, I will. I can with all things is possible with God. But you got to let go of the buts and you got to affirm yourself. We will talk about buts, like I said, next week. Here are some empowering words that I want to leave you with today. And these help defend against the viruses and the negative anchors. So integrity. Hold yourself in integrity. Be accountable. Have humility. Have faith. Be committed. Be diligent. Be disciplined. And I know you could add so many more words onto that. And so if you want to add to our word list of empowerment, join the conversation next week. And guess what? Join the conversation with us. Cafe on Thursday and Friday Night Live on Fridays, and we back to Inspirational Sunday, where next week, like I said, we will be talking about removing the butt. But until then, you can definitely hear us again. You can hear this all week. You go to our Monstar page, www.monstarradio.com, and you'll find us this conversation and all our other conversations, plus a 24-hour music stream over there. You can hit us up on our social media platforms as well, Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and Twitter. Now, see, some of our people use that TikTok. I'll use that TikTok. I think that TikTok is of the devil. But I'll say my reasons why later. That's just my issue. I have an issue with them. Yes, I do. But that's my issue. So I hope that you enjoyed yourself tonight. Once today, this morning, the show is sponsored by the Solemn Speaks LLC, MonstarRadio.com, Elite Sway Management, Picasso Painting, and eMonster.com. I want you to be inspired. I want you to release yourself from limited common beliefs. Figure those common beliefs out. Once again, empower yourself and set yourself free. All right, y'all. Here's a song that we got. Lecrae and YOK Osiris, Set Me Free. Like I said, inspirational. It's time to get yourself whole through health, wealth, and wholeness through a holistic approach of our inspirational Sunday. Let's go. It's unbelievable, a.k.a. DJ Diddy May, one of the monsters. Inspiring, life coaching, motivation.
Struggles on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Shackles on my feet, oh, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. Pray this all on me.
Let me go. Let me go. I've been going through so much, I swear these people let my go. That's on me. That's on mama's. On my mama, I can't take no more, so miss me with that drama. Get your commas, get your racks straight. Get your facts straight. Hold me down, I rise up on them like the tax rate. Keep my past straight, never lack faith. God been working, they gon' have to hold me back, man. And tell them, you can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah, they won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me. This
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah. Down for me, down for me. People left me, you was round for me, round for me. All that bitterness and anger, had to let it go. People talking down on me, I guess that's how it go. Let them know, that's on me, yeah. Shackles on my feet, you broke the hold and now I'm free, yeah. Even in the darkest times, you kept your light on me, yeah. Got the memo, read the message, found my purpose, found my method. Only L I took was lessons. Tell them. You can pick a side if you wanna. You already know who I bro with. You don't want no problems with me. Get these shackles
on my feet, yeah. They won't let me be. Won't you set me free? Pray this on me.
I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, yeah. Can't put me back up in them streets, yeah, yeah. I couldn't move, but now I'm free, yeah, yeah. I got them shackles off my feet, yeah, 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 yeah.
To empower you once again. I am happy. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am secure. I am worthy. I am positive. I am blessed. I am grateful. I am beautiful. I am confident. I am courageous. I am more than enough. I have integrity. I have virtue. I have patience. I have faith. I have more to conquer. I believe. I receive. I positively affirm myself today. I positively empower myself today. I remove all negative anchors, and I remove all viruses, common beliefs, and I empower myself to move forward, keep on moving, and removing the butts. That is our inspirational Sunday for today. I hope that you enjoyed yourself. I'll see you all this week. Peace out and God bless. DJ Litty Lit, Miss Unbelievable, Inspirational Sunday.